High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we've been having quite a number of discussions around electric cars. And the question is, should we start considering it? It's good for the environment. It's quiet. They're very, very cool, some of them. But are we ready for them? We wanted to ask Tami Masemola, who is a motoring journalist owner at InfoRide, this question. What should we consider if we're thinking of buying an electric car? Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Morning, Howard. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. They're very cool. They've definitely got a cool factor, don't they?
No, absolutely. And, I mean, you say that quite pointedly. Really, electric vehicles are, you know, they're actually quite new to us. And I know a lot of people kind of think, oh, now we're getting used to them. It's been over a decade, etc. They are actually pretty new to us. And by us, I mean the general public. Yes, the motoring media, we've been driving these electric vehicles for a while now, and we drive new ones all the time. And we're obviously getting used to how they operate, how they are maintained, etc. But the general public is still very much new. In fact, a lot of people don't even know exactly what goes on.
Well, I'm just thinking, I don't have one friend who has an electric vehicle.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that, Howard. They're not cheap.
They're currently okay. And my friends
not
are cheap.
The cheapest. No, they're
right.
Not cheap.
Right.
So, for example, the cheapest electric vehicle we have in the country at the moment costs about $700,000.
Whoa. Wow.
That's entry level.
Wow, that's expensive. So, and if you look at what you can get for that in a non-electric vehicle, are you talking about entry level?
Absolutely. So a lot of people, that's the first thing they look at. They go, well, this thing is going to cost me over well over half a million. I mean, towards a million, actually. And what am I getting for it? And the second question that comes after that is, what is the range of this vehicle? And that is very, very important. So price, yes, they are not cheap, but they do range from about the 700 mark to just over 4 million rand. But the main thing really is the range. What is the range? It's how long in kilometers can I drive this vehicle for? In other words, you know, what is the general sort of distance I can cover in an electric vehicle? And today, I mean, you know, the older ones, when we started out about a decade and a half ago, you could get maximum a range of about 200 kilometers. Today, you can get a range of just over 600 kilometers from a top-of-the-range kind of BMW vehicle. But the cheaper ones, you're still hovering at about 200, 250 kilometers. That's
there. Right. And how long does it? And how long do they take to charge?
So the charging is also sort of tiered. You've got the lower tier, which if you charge it and if you plug it into your normal 240-volt socket at home, it will charge overnight. So about 8 to 10 hours, it'll fully charge because the voltage is quite low.
Right.
But if you go to a public charger, for instance, a 150cc charger, you will probably spend about an hour, hour and a half charging it fully. Obviously, that you have to, you pay for, you get given a card, you load money into the card, and you pay for that. And it's not very expensive. I mean, you can pretty much fill up from, let's say, 15, 10% to 100% and get charged about 250 rand.
Right.
So it's not expensive.
Right, but the problem is the timing. So if you're driving on a long-distance drive, you don't want to stop for an hour and a half to fill up your car.
Yes, of course. So one of the things that happens is you have to pick the right EV to start off with. So if you, for instance, you're picking the entry-level model that I was talking about, which happens to be a Mini Cooper SE, that car is not for long-distance driving. Definitely not. You're not going to reach far-flung areas at 150, 200-kilometer range. But if you go higher and you buy something like an Audi e-tron or one of the new Volvos, for instance, then you can kind of, let's say you're going to Durban, the 600-kilometer drive. Halfway through Harry Smith, there's a charger. And I think there's another charger just before that on an engine at an engine garage, so maybe about, let's say, 200 kilometers outside of Johannesburg. So you will be able to, let's say, fill up there. But again, you won't be completely empty. So in essence, you won't be coming from let's say, a 10 to 15% base, because you're not going to get to zero. You know, zero means the car has completely stopped and you have to be towed. So from a, say a 10% to 15% base up to, let's say, even 80, you'll spend about half an hour, 45 minutes just filling up, which isn't too bad. If you think about it, a lot of people do stop on the way to Durban, somewhere along the road for, you know, a quick bite, bit of a comfort break, etc. So it's, let's say it's part of your normal stop. It might be a little bit longer than normal, but, you know, a lot of people do stop anyway.
Yeah, it's really, really just fascinating. The in terms of the number of charging facilities around the country, are we getting there?
Yeah, of course. So now at the moment, there's over 200 chargers around the country, and the number is growing.
Brilliant.
And having said that, you know, Howard, one of the things that really fascinated me was when I was in the Old Swan area a few years back, there was a charger at one of the hotels, you know, which was, you know, quite fascinating for me. Now there's even chargers growing alongside the N1, for instance, on the way to Cape Town.
That is amazing.
So, yes, it's kind of the longest route, you know, let's say between Messina and Cape Town. You are starting to see charges along that route. But again, you know, how many charges between kilometers, for instance? How many charges along the way? And what kind of vehicle are you driving in order to reach these charges along the way?
Well,
the main thing is that for long distance driving, you're still looking at petrol and diesel. But for, let's say, local driving, an EV is definitely something to consider.
Tami Masemola, as always, thank you, a motoring journalist and owner at InfoRide, talking to us about an electric vehicle.